Hey everybody, welcome back to another First Run Bald Movies. This week we talked, we watched, and now we're going to talk. Watched and we talked.
You got to watch first.
You don't have to.
Well, that's true.
Some would say that. Some would say you could do a podcast without watching something.
Maybe.
Of varying quality. But we did. We watched this movie. Today I was curious. I wanted to see kind of like, you know, what people were talking about, what people were saying. And I found out that The Circle had a review embargo until tonight.
That's never a good sign in video game industries.
It's usually not a good sign anywhere. If people show things to critics and then say you cannot talk about it under pain of lawsuit, that usually is a bad sign.
It's a reverse hype machine.
This is The Circle. It's a cautionary tale about social media, starring Emma Watson, Tom Hanks, surprise Boyega.
Yeah.
John Boyega out of nowhere.
I did not know he was in there.
Didn't either.
Surprise Oswald, too.
Surprise Patton Oswald, yeah.
Yeah.
Surprise Bill Paxton.
Right.
I was kind of emotional about it when I because it's this guy. Yeah. He's got this weird effect and it's kind of dark and he sounded like Timothy Oliphant. And I'm like, is that Timothy? And then I'm like, holy shit, that's Bill Paxton.
Yeah.
Is this?
Are we in spoiler territory already?
I
feel like we might be.
No. But this might be his last role.
It could be, unless he's got something else in the can.
So what are you going to say to Bill Paxton's ghost? His last role, was it a worthy endeavor?
Not entirely, no.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think this movie was a little sloppy.
Yeah.
Could have been certainly more tightly edited. Maybe needed like another half hour.
Something.
Honestly.
Because where...
They need to flesh it out a little bit more for my taste.
Now, I haven't read the book that this was based on.
Neither have I.
But it felt to me like this movie was a supersized episode of Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Mashed up with young adult fiction. And, you know, it had a lot of Twilight, a lot of Hunger Games, a lot of those same kind of tropes.
Yeah, tons of werewolves and vampires in this. Surprising amount.
That's the real cautionary
tale. Children killing
tale
children.
A social media lets the werewolves and vampires find you faster.
That's true.
And, you know, they can sort by whether you have garlic in your house and whether you have an abundance of ancestral silver on
right.
hand.
So the premise of this movie is basically this company is trying to unite all of humanity through radical transparency, essentially eliminating privacy.
Yeah.
And it kind of, and I say kind of, very pointedly, explores those topics.
Yeah, yeah. And unfortunately, I think its linchpin scene was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I felt entirely manufactured and forced. Like there was, first of all, I just think it's dumb. The author, the screenwriter, whoever should have thought of a better way to illustrate the thing they wanted to do.
Yep.
But I thought that the first act was good and kind of the way the movie ended was pretty good. But there's just a lot of messy problems in between. And the other thing, it was very uncomfortable because if you've listened to any of our podcasts on Snowden or Black Mirror, you know that I've espoused a lot of opinions about privacy and where I think things are going. And it was interesting to see some of this stuff thrown in my face. And if you're a Club Bald Move member and you kind of like those podcasts, I think you're going to be in for a treat in the spoiler section.
Yeah.
Otherwise, this just felt like an average film with an above average concept with below average execution.
But maybe an above-average cast?
Oh, way above
average. I hope Tom Hanks never stops making movies until he's 170 years old.
Tom Hanks was incredible.
Yeah,
like
he always is.
He sold this Silicon Valley, altruistic, humanitarian, rah-rah pioneer.
For sure.
And he's so damn good at it.
Yeah, so charismatic. It feels effortless for this guy.
Yeah.
I really enjoy watching Tom Hanks on the screen.
Yeah, and he didn't mail it in. Like I thought he did a great job. And that's the thing. Like if you took Twilight and you just upgraded everyone across the board.
Yeah.
Then you kind of get the sensibility of this film. I don't know. I'm not sure what else now. I looked. This thing's currently at 23% Rotten Tomatoes. That seems mean-spirited and unfair. I don't think it's... And again, you know, Rotten Tomatoes, that doesn't mean that's a terrible movie. It just means that 22-23% of the people liked it.
Right.
I feel like that some of that is a react. Do you think that some of that is a reaction to people's own thoughts on social media, that they don't like what this the implication of this is? They don't like how it kind of holds up a mirror to us. They don't think it goes far enough. Like I just felt like it's I don't think the movie is as bad as what the advanced reviews. And I'm actually kind of curious about why this film was embargoed. Yeah. I don't understand, unless they got a whole bunch of like test screenings that people are like, fucking hated this. I can't wait to share it on Facebook how much I hate this. And they're like, fucking embargo it. But I don't get why people like why the studio was, I guess, ashamed of this movie.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
No. And it is an interesting thing. Like, I kind of wish I brought my kid to see it, because I'd like to see what he thought about it. And especially since he, like, you know, my son, being my child, sees what I do, and he thinks it's the most rad thing ever. Like, he wants his own YouTube account yesterday.
Yeah.
And he wants, like, you know, everyone to be all up in his business. And I wonder if I showed him, because I feel like this is pitched like at an after, like an after school special kind of way. Like, it's very blunt, and it would appeal to a 10 going on 11-year-old sensibilities, and maybe have him take a step back.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe it would just be like, oh my God, I want to be just like May.
I think the best thing I can say for it is it tries to challenge both sides of the privacy argument in different ways.
Yeah.
It does seem to take a fairly even-handed approach to it.
To the extent that I don't even know what the call of action is at the end. I'm not even sure what
the
film...
Yeah, we're going to have to discuss that, but I'm with you.
Yeah.
Not 100% on that.
Okay, so is this the point where we start talking about trailers?
Yeah, let's
Or see. Do we have other things we want to talk about? Oh, before we do, you haven't gotten a lot of Emma Watson. What did you think of her as an actor?
I thought she was good.
Okay.
I don't know that... Well,
I saw a lot of people knocking her accent, and I thought, like, I was looking for it, and I never thought she did anything but a fairly convincing, just a convincing American accent.
It never stuck out to me.
It was weird the first 5 minutes hearing Hermione Granger talk with like an American girl, but after that, it's kind of like the same way Joseph Gordon-Levitt. It was weird to see him be an Edward Snowden.
Yeah.
But after 5 minutes, it's just like you kind of got lost in that. I thought she was really good.
I did too. Yeah.
Okay. Since we're never going to talk about Harry Potter, I thought I'd
I are not never going to talk about Harry Potter, unless you want to talk about how dumb the game of Quidditch is. We can talk about that an hour.
True that. I'm a big Harry Potter fan, but Rowling has a lot to answer for in her Quidditch bullshit.
Okay.
Shall we talk about trailers?
Yeah.
First up, Luc Besson is directing another science fiction film.
What they call... based on the graphic novel that inspired a generation. What the fuck are you talking about?
It's not my generation, man.
I've never heard of this. Star Wars inspired a generation.
Sure.
This inspired like 9 people who might have gone on to write some webcomics.
Do you know the graphic novel?
I
haven't either.
No.
Like if he'd have said Saga, I'd have been like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
That's getting a lot of buzz. But Valerian in the City of 1,000 Planets. Having said that, I think this film looks pretty lit.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely want to see it.
Honestly, I'm in for anything Luc Besson does.
It's probably going to be ridiculous and over the top, but it's going to be fun. It might bend your nude a little bit.
And the imagery will be great.
I think Lucy was a failure, but it was a noble one.
Yeah.
I
enjoyed Lucy. It's got Scarlett Johansson in it. How can I not?
Do we want to talk about anything else regarding this? Or
this movie? No.
Yeah.
It has the guy from
Cure for Wellness.
Cure for Wellness,
The Curse of Hellman's Mayonnaise, yes.
Uh-huh.
They just poured it down his throat with a funnel.
I'm excited to see him in something else.
Yeah, me too. Because I remember saying that I think this guy could be kind of a star.
Yeah.
And now he's going to be a starring role in a major science fiction blockbuster.
Yep.
So that'd be something to look for on a radar. We talked about The Mummy very recently, so fuck it. It Comes at Night.
This is
one of these annoying teasers for a trailer. It's not a full trailer. It's just a concept. It did express that it has Kit Harington in it.
Wait, I missed that.
Yeah,
I definitely
saw he was in there. He was in there.
He didn't have long claw, so I didn't recognize him.
He had the hair, because I think he's contractually obligated to maintain the hair while he's on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But I saw him at the margins of it. It's a horror film. And
I was surprised with how many horror trailers there were.
There were like three or four
of them.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about them all.
Okay.
Up next is Wish Upon, which seemed like... I feel like this might be a Japanese film that they've imported to, like, it's the Ringu that they made into The Ring, because it's got a lot of that flavor. This box, I wonder if it was like one of those things where they've imported something. Now,
could be
this thing. Its claim to fame was, I believe it was directed by the director of Annabelle, which does not impress me because Annabelle sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Annabelle sucked pretty hard. But it's essentially like a monkey's paw for a new generation.
It's a wishing machine.
And, yeah. Oh, you know, what are you going to do if you give a teenager a wishing machine?
Right, the genie's lamp.
You have a genie that's just a fucking bastard like they all are. They're going to stick it to you. So I don't know. I'm not too excited about that. I am excited about Annabelle Creation.
So this is in the Insidious universe?
It's in the Conjuring universe.
Conjuring.
Unlike Annabelle, right, the original, this is directed by James Wan.
Yeah, yeah.
Who scares the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm.
And my problem with Annabelle, it's like they've always just relied on the doll being creepy, and I just don't find the doll creepy. Here, they've got a lot more demonic shit. And like, I felt like his genius is he finds something that's intrinsically scary, like being a little girl confined in a wheelchair. I'm like, what are all the ways you can fuck with a helpless little girl in a wheelchair?
They're numerous.
Like children in danger and you know, moms being shut away from their kids. And like, he finds those things, his archetypal horror, and he brings it out of it. Also stars the woman who plays Eowyn from Lord of the Rings, which I haven't seen her since she played Eowyn in Lord of the Rings. I'm kind of excited to see her in something again. But I'm pretty excited about that. Then finally, Snatched, which is an Amy Schumer vehicle with Goldie Hawn.
Oh, yeah.
Where they go on vacation and get kidnapped, and you know, you either like her or you don't.
Right.
Cecily's a big fan of hers. I actually like her quite a bit myself, so I'm pretty excited to see that. I enjoyed the Trainwreck. Did you see Trainwreck?
No, I'm not a Schumer fan.
There you go. And that's all the trailers that we have to talk about. There are a few others, but they're repeats, so
yeah.
What are you going to do? So now is the time where, if you're a club member, you get to hear me and Jim lift up our shirts and stare into our navels and talk about technology. And what does it all mean, man?
There's a camera in there.
There is a micro camera in the sea change. Right. The mini sea change is in my belly button. It's ready to go. And both nipples. And we're going to be talking about that if you're a club member. If not, then we'll see you next week for a spoiler-free review of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. That's next week, right?
Not next. Wait. What is next week? May 5th?
May 4th? Yes.
Okay,
it's next week.
Crap.
So I'm excited for that.
I got to get the original in.
I feel like this is the first. Was Doctor Strange? Doctor Strange is the last. This is the first big Marvel movie in quite a while. Like, we had Logan, but that's not a Marvel. That's a Sony work. So this is the first. This kicks off the Marvel year. And also is laying groundwork, I think, for the upcoming Infinity War cycle. This is like the first in the Phase 3 or kicking off the meat of Phase 3. I'm excited about that. But we'll see all the club members in the next section. If you want to be a club member, it's easy. Go to club.baldmove.com. You get tons of special features, including the spoiler-filled reviews of first-run movies and a bunch of other stuff. It's all outlined for you at club.baldmove.com. And now to the spoilers.